So, Peter, I ran the numbers on the full mortgage payoff, and it might be a little cost prohibitive. As I look at these numbers, they seem very high. So to pay off your entire mortgage at your passing, you'd be right around $600 a month, which in my professional opinion, I wouldn't recommend that. Here's what most everybody in your stage of life chooses. When I say most everybody, I would say probably 80% of people that I work with in your age and stage of life choose this option. It's what we call a critical period protection. That is, this would take over your mortgage payments for your wife for 2 years. Here's why. Number one, when you pass, it's going to be rough. She's going to go through your old things. She's got to figure out what to keep, what to give to Desert Industries or Salvation Army. She's going to be mourning, going through that grieving process. We don't want her to make any decisions for at least a year after you pass away. But here's what happens. About a month or two after you pass on, your wife is going to get a call from a real estate agent, and they're going to call her with an offer to buy the home. You see, they time this. They know that she's written one mortgage check, and it was painful, and now she's looking at the second mortgage payment, and she just doesn't have as much money as she used to when you were alive. And so some of the realtors, they kind of prey on people in that moment, and they'll call and give her what seems like a great, great option to buy the house immediately. Say it's $400,000. She thinks, oh, it'd be so nice. I'm sad. I'm lonely. I miss my husband. You know, I should probably move anyway. This is way too much house for me to keep up. I don't want to pass this on to the kids. Yeah. Here's the problem. The realtors know the market really well, and those offers they give are usually very, very low-ball numbers because they want to buy that property and they want to flip it and make, you know, anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000. If your wife just had some time to grieve, time to mourn, time to go through your things, just time to transition with dignity. If she could just buy herself a few months or even a year and then make a wise decision, do a market analysis on the home, have some appraisals done, she would know the true value of the house. And instead of selling it for $400,000, she could sell it for $450,000 or maybe $500,000. Does that make sense? Yeah, so what this critical period coverage does is it basically is earmarked to take over or assume those mortgage payments for a period of time. I recommend nothing more than 6 months, but it could be 6 months, 9 months, 1 year, even 2 years. Here are a few options for you to consider. So for those payments to be taken over for 9 months, your rate is $54 a month. 1 year, you're at $62 a month. A year and a half or 18 months, so she can just stay in the house for at least a year and a half, again, decide, do I live with my kids? Do I downsize? Do I move into an apartment? It gives her a year and a half to let the dust settle after your passing. And that price point, she's right at $93 per month. Which one of those do you think would protect her best?